What up, besties? It's Sierra
and Judy
coming at you with another episode of Love That For You, Migraine Edition for Sierra.
Perfect.
Dude, the pain is real. Coming at you with another episode. How are we feeling?
All right.
We are here.
This is the worst holiday of my life.
This is the worst time of the year. I don't know who made that fucking lie that said it's the most wonderful time of the year. Bullshit.
That was a song from like the 50s.
When things were better.
Maybe. Not super great.
No, maybe not necessarily super great for them, but...
But for their time, it's like our time right now.
Yeah. Pretty much. But, yeah. Coming at you with some awesome stuff. Want to dive into our highs and lows for the week?
Perhaps.
Maybe. We're looking into it. I'll go first. You know what? I'm going to mix it up. We'll start with my low. I know. And then we'll rise to the top.
Start at rock bottom. End on mount. You do like mountains. You'd like to scale one in Japan.
For all of those Aquariuses who thought the same thing, fuck that. I am a mountain, and my name is Sierra. Do you know how many people, if I had a dollar for every time that someone I've ever talked to was like, have you ever seen the Sierra Mountains? You're looking at one. Move along.
Got to go.
I think I used to get that more often when I worked at Nordstrom, and I would have customers who were like, oh, you're Sierra? That's so funny. And I'm just like, that's not funny. You can see yourself out. It's a fun time. Starting with the high, or maybe starting with the low, because I said that. I think we're all kind of feeling stressed with work. I think it's just kind of our general vibe. Stressed with work, feeling more anxious and depressed. Need a good therapist. Really need to find someone. And then, of course, current migraine. It's the worst. I hate my life. But it's fine.
But it's fine.
I just got to smile and walk it off. Juti?
Am I starting with my low?
You sure are.
Okay, perfect. I am the captain of my own ship at work, and I'm not a good swimmer, and I don't like the ocean.
So are you saying it's like the Titanic?
It's worse.
Worse than the Titanic. Are you Jack hanging off the door? Right now? Or are you the one who didn't get the door opportunity?
I'm feeling all of the pressures of her family and the world. The weight on her shoulders.
Well, that's nice. She lives. I'm Jack. Hanging on by a thread.
There's no Jack in this story. Just Rose.
I'm Jack. Hanging on to the door for dear life. Freezing my ass off.
No, there wasn't room on the door.
There was never room on the door. Hanging by a thread.
No, it's just, it's a lot. It's funny to me that, and actually maybe I'll talk about this in pet peeves, but some of the stupidity of adult men really, really surprised me.
Sure does.
So, it's been a wild one. But we're in the middle of Ace-mas, and it's been super fun. It's just executing it all and being the one that's behind it. It's really stressful.
Yeah.
What is your high? Now we're up to higher ground.
Woohoo!
We've lifted up.
You lift me up.
You were thinking about that, and I was thinking of that one. Like, you lift me up higher and higher. I don't know. I'm not even singing the tune right. I'm not a thespian. What I meant was I'm not a singer. In the shower, I'm a singer of the shower.
I'm the crier of the shower. We all have our talents.
If you'd like, I have a bar of soap you can take home.
Oh my god, that is literally my favorite gif of all times is...
I know.
Oh my gosh, Tobias, mm-hmm. in the shower, as a never nude, and...
With his shorts.
With his shorts on, his cut off shorts, just crying into a bar of soap. Makes me want to buy more bars of soap so I can reenact.
I've got one that I actually am apparently very sensitive to, so...
I'm not taking your one. That seems weird.
I have new ones from the same company, and I'm sure they're not going to turn out well, so I don't want them.
Lead with that next time. I don't want to share.
No, I'm not that person. I threw the other one away.
I can only think of... Now, when I think of bars of soap, now I can only think about is the Friends thing. The Friends episode. It's like, imagine what I wash last and what you wash first. Ugh, it's a fun time. Anyway, hi for this week, because there really isn't much for me at this point. But
I didn't want to put down the same one, so I came up with something else. Go for it.
Well, we can both be excited about it. We have done other
things. I know.
Things.
It's like over a month away, and I'm so jazzed.
So, Judy and I...
It's true.
We have an announcement.
We do.
We're taking our first road trip together.
Our first trip.
Our first trip.
Our friendship trip.
Our friend trip.
Our friend trip.
Our friend trip. We're going to Seattle for... seeing our favorite podcasters live.
I'm so freaking jazzed.
Freaking giggled.
I cannot.
I'm so giggled. I'm already giggled.
I'm giggled pink.
I'm giggled pink. Word on play.
Oh my gosh.
But it's a fun time. So yeah, we're super jazzed about that. We got our tickets booked. We got a hotel stay. We're gonna have so much fun. I'm super jazzed. Jazzed just to be like the fact that we can go dig around in Seattle and have fun and just chill.
It's true.
Actually get to stop being adults for like a hot second and do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna drive adults up Sunday morning, which is new for Sierra because she's gonna wake up in the morning.
I wake up in the morning. When willingly, but yes. I wake up in the morn.
It's in the morn.
How early in the morn are we talking?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided, but it will be.
I think we should talk about that because I feel like it should be a mutual decision.
I feel like it's not going to end up being a mutual decision. It's going to be a Sierra, I've got coffee in the car out front. Let's go.
I'm driving, right?
Sierra, I've got coffee, I've parked, let's go.
Well, I'm picking you up here and then going there, right?
Sierra, I have coffee.
I love how it's, Sierra, I'm here, I have coffee. Sierra, I have coffee.
So
I will rely on you to get a coffee then.
Okay, perfect. It'll be fine.
I'll drive your happy ass up to Seattle, no big deal.
My ass will be happy.
It's going to be so much fun.
I'm very excited.
I haven't been anywhere since February.
I know.
Like, anywhere. I've just been here.
I know. Which rotting. Is a good place to be.
Rotting.
Near me.
Well, I get to be with you. This is the happiest one I can. But yes, your high?
My high was... I am running some promotions at work, and... I have a district manager who is kind of not a stick in the mud, but he's very, like, to the point and very, like, I've been doing this job for 15 years, so I know how to do it. He told me I was killing it. So, for our promotion that we're running right now, I made an execution guide with 11 pages and an FAQ page.
Bitch made an FAQ page. That says like, a lot.
He was like, what is this? You are killing it.
Like, and did you, like, die?
Hold on. Let me press record.
You're like, wait, say that whole thing again.
No, it was really surreal, so.
definitely what I say to my parents when they tell me I'm right. I'm like, hold on!
I must capture this moment.
Wait, I need an audio and a video recording of this. What?
An audio and a video.
I need to make this my ringtone.
Oh my gosh. No, no.
I had it to GarageBand to make a mix.
To GarageBand.
Oh gosh. Fun time. Are you ready to dive into the zodiac signs?
I am.
I'm so jazzed. I mean, not for mine.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I, Chuchi's like, don't cheat. And I'm like, I peeked at mine.
She sure did.
It's rude. Stupid. Aquarius's turned a blind eye.
Yes. Anyways, the zodiac of the week this week is the best workout for your zodiac sign. Time.
It's sure. Time. It's a fun time.
Yes. For Leo, because I always have to go first in everything I do. I don't agree with it. I am a Virgo, and I'll read Virgos next. Leo is dance, cardio, ballet, bar, and Zumba. It doesn't matter. I would never go to it.
God, I loved Zumba when I did Zumba.
No, I'm not about it.
I'm sorry. Zumba, I'm surprised that more men don't have, like, lawn chairs propped up in the back. Just seeing those girls, just watching people, like, shake their booty.
Why do you think the gym is so full during Zumba hour? Mm-hmm.
It's very true.
Leos love a stage and spotlight, which is why a dance class, Zumba, or ballet bar is right up your alley. Choose any kind of movement class with a pumping playlist and energy in spades, and you're golden. First of all, I don't like the stage or spotlight, so.
Says the person who had to go first.
I say that because that's just my sign. I'm a Leo. I'm selfish and not self-aware. I am Rose on the Titanic. Not making any room.
There's me, the Aquarius, Jack, hanging by his fingertips on the door. I'm telling you I love you and it's going to be okay. Giving you the reassurance.
Okay, I'm going to read the sign I actually am.
Okay, go for it.
Pilates, tennis, and yoga for a Virgo. Being a bit of a loner when it comes to its search for perfection, Virgo needs a sport that not only uses physical exertion. I can't even today. I know.
I don't know. It's okay. I can't even read it right now.
It's hard anyways.
I can't read it, but go for it.
But also, mental.
I think it says activity.
I don't think it's activity because I pulled these from offline. And it's stupid. Anyways, Virgos will enjoy a Pilates class with some kind of meditation or yoga stretching woven in. I don't like the sentence structure. I would never write it like that. So, not a fan.
First of all,
Pilates, tennis, and yoga, those are literally my three sports.
I don't do sports, so I don't fit into any category.
That's why yours is so funny. Read yours.
You think I can read right now in my state? I'm having a hard time seeing these words.
Do you want me to read it?
Okay, so I think I'm going to squint with one eye. Aquariuses, bicycling, trampoline, and parkour. Fuck. Out of all the signs, Aquarius needs the most freedom, and being on a bicycle can achieve two goals. One is obvious need for exercise, but the other is the ability to pivot.
I knew you would like that. That's in there.
And change directions on a whim.
Can we just talk about trampoline?
Who am I, 12?
Like, that's a sport?
Honestly, though, I've seen some people, like, get trampolines and do some, like, jumping exercises.
Well, yeah, because like, gymnastics. But that's my least favorite sport. Trampolining?
Jim.
Jim is my least favorite.
You know, I was actually surprised. You probably identify more with a Capricorn. Long distance running, rock climbing.
No. No. I, more or less, I relate to Pisces, the stand-up paddleboarding, kayaking, and yoga. If it's the old people yoga and I don't have to move fast, I'm totally down on that.
You're gonna stand up paddleboard for 2 hours?
Fuck, 2 hours?
Yeah.
No, I go for 5 minutes and I'm like, and break.
That's, you're in the middle of water. You can't just say break.
You know what? Bitch, if I say break, I say break.
No.
I break.
Sits down on the paddleboard.
You know what? I just lie down. You know me. I like being horizontal. If I can just lay on the paddleboard.
They do tell you in, like, exercise classes and stuff to make arrangements for your body and how it feels. So maybe and your body feels like laying down.
You know what? I'm very in tune with my body. Okay?
Are you?
Yes. My body tells me to be horizontal. And I listen.
I love the scene in Pitch Perfect still to this day where...
Fat Amy?
Yeah.
I'm horizontal running.
Yeah. What's he doing? Horizontal.
God, I love Fat Amy.
I want to watch a snippet of it.
Well, after this pod. Since we're podcasting early.
Yeah.
It's a fun time. Well, yes. I think Sierra. I'm more of a Pisces. That sounds more exciting. Do I have to read it?
No!
Okay. That's a lot of words.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just hurts my brain.
I understand.
I think it's having a seizure on the left side.
It's gonna be okay.
But it's...
I'm reading the sentence and I hear that down to the river song. Take you to the river and drop you in the water, Pisces. You're pretty game for anything aquatic, but bonus points if it's something on the more interesting end of the spectrum.
That
like
more me. I love more, like, it has to be engaging.
Yeah. First to me, like naked water aerobics. Could you imagine all that frailing about in the water?
I'm sorry. What happens if someone decides to starfish and falls into the water? That's too much.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. Things
I'm not
happen.
That one with nature.
Hmm.
I'm not that one.
It is the moment you've waited for.
I'm super actually really jazzed about this. Talking about what you're eating.
It's true. It makes me want to go get one of these.
So, we posted in our Instagram, which would you rather, mac and cheese versus french fries? And the votes
are in.
One for mac and cheese. So here today, we have brought you our favorite mac and cheese places. Abundance in the Portland area.
Abundance.
Abundance.
One of mine is actually in a safe location, so that's a bonus.
All of mine are in a safe location. Judy's always risking her life in Portland.
To be fair, it was a different time.
Pre-war.
Pre-war. For sure.
Pre-World War III.
Pre-smells like trash.
Pre-COVID. But yes, I put a bunch of different little places. Judy put some places. We're going to just go back and forth.
Sure. Start it off.
Well, since you went first for the Zodiac, I don't mind swooping in.
Okay.
Let's talk about my favorite, Fireside Grill. I think has to be probably one of my faves.
So good. It's good the next day, which is important.
That is key. If you can go to Fireside Grill, that's located in Beaverton, right off of Hall, it is amazing. It is actually a sister company to Westgate that is located off Cedar Hills Boulevard, further into Beaverton, and it's amazing.
I think that we need to have a Westgate night here pretty soon because we haven't been there in a hot minute, and I miss them.
Girl, I'm needing a girl with green eyes. It is my favorite drink, or a lemon meringue pie.
They could probably make me a sex on a cloud there.
I'm sure they could make you sex on a cloud. Would. Girl with green eyes, though. Gin.
Yes.
I love gin. No one else in my family likes gin. I don't know why. I'm the black sheep of the family, though, to be quite honest. I set the trend before it becomes popular.
I understand that life.
I tell my parents, I'm like, just accept it.
Just accept it. Move along.
But yes, Fireside Grill has bomb mac and cheese. They have it smoked bacon mac and cheese. So good. Bacon. Of course, who in their right mind doesn't want bacon in their mac and cheese? Maybe vegans?
Vegetarians, too.
Vegetarians, yeah. I was forgetting which V word I was thinking of.
Vegans don't even want the mac and cheese.
Which is a sad life for you. I'm really sorry. If anyone's vegan, my apologies. But it's so good. I love mac and cheese.
So good.
I'm so happy about this topic. Yoles?
The first one I put down was the Macked Window off McLaughlin. If you're familiar where that, like, I'm pretty sure they sold weed there at one point. But now it's a macaroni and cheese joint. No joints on the premises. Pun intended.
I like
that. Yeah, but it's really cool because you can customize your own mac and cheese.
Say what?
Yeah, so I'm about that. Plus, it's called the Macked Window. So, and since they got rid of Macked off of, what's it? It's in some bougie neighborhood. I think the Clinton neighborhood, but man, it was so freaking good. They would serve you mac and cheese in, like, your own personal iron cast pan.
Yeah.
I almost said iron casket and was trying to.
And you're like,
Sierra's dying.
Sierra's close to death anyway, so might as well get her a casket.
Of mac and cheese? You would love that.
You know that song that, If I Die Young?
Sure.
If I die young, bury me in satin. Don't bury me in satin. Bury me in mac and cheese. Call me a day.
That's going to get moldy.
I'll get moldy. What will it matter to me? I'll be dead.
That's true. What's another one?
More uplifting topic. Grasse.
Yeah, I'm going to take credit for that.
You are going to take credit for that. The pork belly mac and cheese. I love pork belly. Any chance that I can be able to say I got a good fatty piece of pork belly, I'm just so
Where's
happy.
Where's that one place that we went to that had like, it had like 6 pieces in there and you were the happiest I've ever seen you.
What?
I don't remember. It was somewhere.
You saw me happy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to keep that under control.
Pork belly was involved though, so.
I need to keep that under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Is it when I brought over ramen to your house?
No, it wasn't ramen. It was something like mac and cheese or something with pork belly.
I don't think I've had any of, I mean, Grasse's the only other place.
It might have been Grasse. They gave you like 3 pieces.
They didn't give me many, but it was good fatty pork.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yes. Everyone likes a good fatty.
Hey. When it comes down to it, you can't help but not love it. It just brings you happiness. But yeah, Grasse. I wish that they almost had a little bit more cheese to it. I love a good creamy, cheesy mess of a mac and cheese. I want it to be so cheesy. I'm like,
If you're using Gouda, you're doing things great.
It's very Gouda.
Blue cheese does not belong in mac and cheese.
You didn't get
that. Gotta say that right now. I did.
And it went.
No, I heard it. I was still on my tangent. I just don't think warmed blue cheese is delicious, but here we are.
I don't think I've had warm Well, blue cheese is gorgonzola, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I have to go back.
The sauce is different.
I'm sorry. Fireside Grill, I have to go back to it. I know it's not a mac and cheese, but their gorgonzola sauce that they have for their house-made chips to die for.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's really good.
I love it. So, I know Judy was like, I don't know if I want to try it. And guess who tried it? And guess who loved it?
Me.
It's so good.
It was me.
Anytime I can get cheese, I'm a happy person.
It's true. Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Herb's Mac and Cheese on Southeast Belmont. They're a food cart. Also, Herb is the greatest.
Herb.
And they put the mac and cheese in, like, those little... So, you know, for, like, Turkey Day, you can get those, like, reusable... Well, not really reusable. You throw them away. But those, like, Reynolds foil pans.
Sure.
They put them in miniature versions of that. And so, like, the cheese is ooey gooey, but it, like, comes off. And it's like a puddle of cheese, but not too much cheese, but enough cheese, but a lot of cheese. I haven't had cheese in, like, a week-ish. I don't know the last time I had cheese, but I'm really sad. I miss cheese.
It's been a long day.
Yes.
Yes.
That's how I feel every time I look at my cheese drawer.
Fucking drawer of cheese?
Yes. Wes Swiss.
That's true.
Everyone
Swiss cheese is my favorite one. Oh, Swiss
Are you
cheese.
Kidding?
A good Havarti. Oh, man.
Mm. Monster.
I love me some Colby Jack. Mm. Monterey Jack.
You know what would be really funny is if you just named your children after cheeses.
If John would let me, I would. I don't think that's an option that's on the table.
Who's my little cheese curd?
Might just call the regular named child that.
Oh my god, can I give your kids...
As a nickname.
Can I give your kids nicknames and I'll be like aunties. I'll be your aunt.
Yeah, auntie. I have to have children first, but sure.
I have plans. Trust me, I have plans for all of my friends who have kids. I have plans for Anna.
I don't have
It's going to be fun.
Children. Anna doesn't have children.
Nope.
No one has children right now.
Well, Anna has...
For the record.
Anna has doggy and kitty cat, but no human children yet.
But she has human husband.
Yep. Not a pet and a husband. That'd be weird.
What's your last one?
I'm not a fan, but...
I
want to go there. So I listed some smaller locations that are probably our good go-tos when we're in a bind and we need to have some mac and cheese.
None of these are my good go-tos.
You had to throw that out there.
I just... Look.
Chick-fil-A?
I'm going to stay right now.
Chick-fil-A?
I used to love Noodles & Company's mac and cheese. And then they did something, and now it's not the Wisconsin mac and cheese anymore. They don't even call it that. And it sucks, and it's stupid, and I'm not a fan. And no.
Noodles & Company is one in a bind if you
But
just
I do
want.
Like them with the meatballs.
Mm. I love their beef stroganoff.
Mm.
I love their beef stroganoff. And I add used to get shrimp in it.
I'm a huge fan of their cauliflower gnocchi. So
that one was very rich.
Well, I always get the Rosa sauce, and then I ask them to half and half it. Mm. So half the Rosa and half the garlic, because the garlic one is so much.
It is.
But it's actually really good if you get it half and half.
So I threw out some ones that we've been to. Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A
is a good
is fine.
One. With the when they do it right and they add the melted cheese on top.
To make it home style. Don't advertise that on the TV if you're not actually doing it.
Yeah. And then I like your note. You hated this. I liked
she
it.
She did. We went to a food cart off the Oregon 99 and
it's called the Mac.
It's called the Mac. It's next to La Real.
What?
It's La Rille.
It's La Rille in the same parking lot as Black Rock.
Actually, there is a La Rille right by my work. They have the same delicious tacos.
I feel like we should have just done like a cheese. Not mac and cheese, just cheese. What's our favorite place for cheese?
Do you know that we could spend an entire podcast talking about cheese?
I think we should throw everything else out the window and just talk about cheese.
Then we're going to need to get it. Some cheese. Push pause. We're going to need to go get some cheese.
All right, guys. I want you to stop what you're listening to. Put us on pause. Grab some cheese. Curl up with a good brick of cheese as we talk about cheese for the rest of this podcast.
It might sound cheesy, but don't worry.
I love it. It's going to be a good time. God. Oh my gosh. I am so excited. If we have if we actually like do like our Christmas tradition like we normally do, my mom makes a bomb ass German fondue that I
would just like to understand why I've never been invited.
We didn't have Christmas last year really because of COVID. And if we do have Christmas and we do have this, then you will be definitely invited mm-hmm. because you'll be my plus one because mm-hmm. I'm single forever. I love saying these things to make her laugh as she's drinking to see what happens.
It's very rude. What if these days karma's gonna get you and I'm gonna spit that water at you?
Are you kidding me? Karma's already gotten me many times. I get a migraine. I'm dying right now. She's gotten her revenge.
Yes.
It started this morning at 9 a.m.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's dive into what you're flexing.
Yeah. It's time.
You have one thing.
Okay, well, then you can say two of your things. Technically, your top one I also watched, so... And also, comfort repeat, I'm totally about it, okay? I've been binging Schitt's Creek at work.
God, I love that show.
Like no other.
I feel like I want to put together a playlist of my, like, here are things that I listen... Like, here's my comfort list, and here's what I fall asleep to. Because it's like... I literally fell asleep to David saying, how do you fold in the cheese? Like, you just fold in the cheese. How do you fold in the cheese? Who is that? Oh, your friends.
Yeah, my friends, Christian and Kelsey, they're engaged. They dressed up as David and Alexis, and they look like them.
That's really funny. Yeah, he looks like...
I know, looks like freaking David. Dan it's Levy. Pretty crazy.
I fucking love Dan Levy. I have something to admit to you guys.
Oh, no.
On my own.
Oh, gosh.
My own accord.
Oh, dear.
I watched Happiest Season. Yes, you don't see it on here.
What's Happiest Season?
We talked about this last time on the pod.
I already forgot.
I'm so sad. It's a Christmas movie. It has the saddest lead role of Kristen Stewart.
Oh my gosh.
And I watched...
I'm sorry. I could go off on 5 million tangents about how is she a Hollywood actress. She makes one face the entire time, no matter the scene, no matter the movie. She's so unemotional. It's so awkward, but people still cast her. People are like, oh, Kristen, she can do it. No. No, she can't.
But I think you missed the part where I said, I willingly watched a Christmas movie.
I know.
I don't know.
You actually put another holiday movie down here, so I'm very impressed. Like, the strides you are making are something to aspire to.
I don't like it, but at least I'm dabbling. Yes. I'm going through a phase.
It's a good phase. I like it.
It's kind of like when I went through my emo phase. I'm glad that one stuck, but I don't like this phase. We'll see. I'm ready to roll it out. But, yeah, I watched that movie because I had Dan Levy in it, and I was like, I fucking love Dan Levy.
I know.
I want him on the pod.
He's a delight. We'll see what we can do. Dan, if you're listening.
Just know we're huge fans. Love you.
DM us for our, personal cell phone numbers.
Oh my God, Dan Levy, can we get brunch together? Like, can that be a thing?
First of all, you and I haven't even gotten brunch together, so don't bring him into this yet.
Judy.
No.
I love you, but we have to, of course, bring Dan Levy into this. We will have brunch one day. Maybe we'll have brunch on...
Sunday. We go
to... Yeah, that.
Maybe on Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds great. Okay.
What are you flixing?
So, just like that. Let's just
say it, okay? Because you and I have seen it, so it's not spoilers for us. And honestly, if you're not watching it, you're not watching it. Like, obviously, your dedication isn't where it should be.
I don't think we should say who.
Okay.
But, we watched in Just Like That, which is a spinoff of Sex and the City. I was super excited about this. It's such a cute intro. I was super jazzed about it. Unfortunately,
waiting forever.
Unfortunately, they went in a different direction than I think that we were really anticipating.
We were not anticipating that.
No. They decided to kill off one of the big characters. For Sex and the City, and I'm truly not about it. I am mourning the loss. Peloton strikes.
It's not Peloton's fault.
A contributing factor. You heard.
I know. I would like to support Peloton on this because, one, my guy Cody Riggs, like, don't even play with him. It's Brittany, a bitch. And second, Peloton didn't know how they were going to be advertised in Sex and the City. They have said it. They have made a statement about it. They are pissed that they were advertised in that way. You're not pissed about something that you knew.
Yeah. I don't like how they did that. First episode, they just rip our hearts out, stomp on it, and then they had to smush it in the ground.
I know. And then they try to bring Peloton down with them. So I'm doubly not about it.
I also really don't appreciate shows that bring COVID into it now because it's like...
Everyone does, though.
I know, everyone does. And I'm just so sad because it's like...
But it's part of what we're going through, so...
I completely understand, but I don't want to watch TV and have to keep watching it. Like, I already get to live it on a day-to-day basis. It's everywhere on Facebook. It's everywhere on TikTok. It's all over on Instagram. It's fucking everywhere. It's always in my face. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm so over it. Let me watch a show and let me enjoy my life, okay? Let me forget that this happened. Just for a minute. Let me rest. I'm just so tired.
I know. Everything it's really has
masks. And I mean, granted, I don't care about like Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy, you all have to wear masks anyway. You're doctors. That makes sense.
Yeah, but
when they brought COVID into it and they made such. I mean, granted, they're 17th.
It doesn't matter, okay? There are a lot of seasons in.
I think there's 17th season or 18, whatever the one that we started with.
Doesn't matter, they're all the same.
Honestly, though.
Don't talk to me about Grey's Anatomy. I was done with it after season 6.
I think that the last, the most recent one was probably my favorite. Yes, I hated when they brought COVID into it, but they brought some of the classic people back when Meredith was in a coma.
That's great.
It was just one.
Let's move on. We're not even talking about Grey's Anatomy right now. Next.
Heart. Rude. There's a new follow-up to Tiger King. It's the Doc, Antle story. Oh my God.
Actually, I would like to say why the actual was that not talked more about during the series. They brushed over that like a child artist learning how to paint on canvas.
Trying to learn from Bob Ross.
Like, I know the premise of it and I haven't seen it yet, but like, Why? Were they just waiting to make it into...
When they talked about it in the first year, in the first season, and they're like, oh yeah, they hire women. He sleeps with all of his co-workers and employees, just like, and they get boob jobs.
Next scene.
And then goodbye. Honestly, I'm really glad that they went back and recapped on it, because Doc would not talk about it in the second season at all. So I'm really glad that they released this. Oh my god. I didn't realize how much of a cult... I mean, we all knew he's a part of a cult. I didn't realize the extent of it. He was in this Yogaville cult as well back in the 70s.
Of course.
Where he wanted to be, like, brainwashing his followers. Like, it's just a whole thing. Whole thing. I just was like, holy fucking shit. The entire time. Like, I'm just like, how are the... I'm very confused. I'm very sorry. I have no idea how these people are still, like, roaming the land.
Yeah.
Free. That is cult stuff. They should be behind bars.
I know.
Prison.
It's very odd that people who were, like, shown and featured in Tiger King, even in the original series... We're not.
Why are they not all behind bars for animal cruelty?
And I'm sorry, why don't we have a resolution? Like, Carol Baskett, she did it.
They talked more about that in the second season.
Yeah, I know, but still. Okay, she was creepy on Dancing with the Stars. She's creepy in real life. Like, just creepy.
Honestly, I want to know, if Joe Exotic is going to be released. And why the hitman is not in jail. But I do feel like the end of season 2 for Tiger King was insane.
But yeah. Well, I don't know yet, so don't.
It's insane. You're going to have to watch it. Yours?
Mine is The Sex Life of College Girls. I know that sounds...
Yeah, I walked into that. I really wish I knew.
It sounds explicit, but it's not actually that explicit. It's a show by Mindy Kaling, whom I love. And I'm actually, I think John's in, like, season 3 of Mindy Project. It's the greatest. Finally getting him to watch it. So that's been great. And he laughs, like, out loud. But it's pretty good so far.
To Sex Life of College Girls?
Yeah. No, to Mindy. To the Mindy Project. He would never watch this.
I was like, does John even know about the birds and the bees? I'm very concerned.
It made me think, just now you saying that, about how on Sunday I lit a fire in my fireplace, and I was speaking to you months ago about how I thought maybe honeybees had gotten in my chimney, mm-hmm. And then you mentioned that, and for some reason I thought about it. So there were no bees harmed during my fire.
Oh, good.
So, there are no honeybees up there. Don't know why I thought to bring that up.
I see what you're doing here.
What?
Anyway. So, sex life of college girls?
Yeah.
What prompted you to just click?
Is Mindy Kaling. I love her. She does a show on Netflix called Champions. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's great. All her shows are just really good. And Casey, who's in The Mindy Project in season 2, her boo, he's in Champions. The pastor from Haiti. Have you seen Mindy Project?
Sure.
I'm sorry, we interrupted this podcast for a brief moment. What? So we'll be watching that after.
Dude,
You kidding me?
Dude, I'm probably going to go home after this.
I can't speak to you right now. Let's move on to holiday movies.
Okay, so there's apparently, I want to see it. It looks interesting. I'm intrigued. Single all the way. it's on my list. Just like you are now on my list.
Guys, if this is the last time you ever hear from me, I just want to know, I want you to know that I all love you very much. And Judy did it.
She loves you very much, but she wouldn't watch the Mindy Project for you. And I would never murder someone.
Just feed me to a
tiger. I would never hire someone either. They're too expensive.
Honestly, just hire the same.
The whole situation just is really shady, expensive. I don't need to go to jail. I wouldn't look good in orange. And also, I don't do well with cafeteria food.
Or prison.
I don't know. Being alone, sleeping, having a routine. Doesn't seem so bad.
I'm sorry. It's to be bitched or to be butched. That is the situation you're in. You're either the bitch or the butch.
For women, it's different.
No, it's not. You should still be careful about dropping the soap. Okay. I don't have to know a lot about prison lingo to know.
You know, I would like to say that I wrote a Christmas prize.
What did you make?
But I meant a Christmas prince.
I wouldn't have known the difference, to be quite honest.
I know. Netflix has three. A Christmas Prince, the original. A Christmas Prince, the Royal Engagement. Something I know nothing about. And A Christmas Prince, a Royal Baby. Something I also don't know about. What?
I said something else you didn't.
Nope. Just over here. Not knowing things.
But do you like rose gold?
I do.
It's okay. We've got it all taken care of.
No, you don't. My next movie I put down is Snow Globe. It's an oldie but goodie. Has Christine Milian in it. And it's really fun. She gets trapped in a snow globe. Okay, big surprise. She meets this guy. He's basically like a Ken doll of the snow globe land. But anyways, it's actually a very nice movie. It's of course from
ABC. It treats you right.
ABC Family, huh?
It treats you right.
It does.
Buys you dinner.
No. I have to buy myself dinner.
That's sad.
It's all right. Then so, I get to pick out whatever I want.
Yeah.
All
well,
right.
Well, fun fact.
If you don't actually have a fun fact, don't say that you have a fun fact. Sierra, take it away.
We're going to talk about a fun fact.
We're going to talk about pet peeves.
We're going to talk about pet peeves. Do you have one person in your life who says fun fact and then doesn't give you a fun fact?
Or it's not a fun fact.
Or it's horrible. Fun fact, women in Jordan are worth camels. Fun fact. Something horrible happened in a different country. Something happens daily in a different country. Terrible things. Fun fact. It's not a fun fact! Keep your fun fact at home! And I don't even know how to segue out of it. I don't even know how to correct it. Who teaches people fun fact?
No one. They come up with them on their own because they think they're fun facts and they're actually not. I think maybe people who say fun fact and then don't actually tell you a fun fact don't know how to start a conversation.
I think it's honestly they don't know how to start a conversation because who starts a fun fact with children are kidnapped in different countries.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. Fun fact, gold is worth a lot of money. What? Fun fact. Fun fact.
Yeah.
That's all I hear every day.
I'm very sorry.
It's okay. It's just a fun fact of my life.
All right.
We can move on from fun fact.
I spent a lot of time and sweat and blood and tears into making execution guide. For work.
Circling back.
It said in this execution guide that I would be providing all of the advertising, all of the sheets that were needed for marketing, all of everything. So when I come to visit your store and you have literally taken 5 seconds to print out your own signs in black and white.
Please on exit the printer. Stage right.
Like, what are you, what? My favorite part was that the promotion should have been set up all together. And this promotion was set up in 3 different places in the store. And I know that I work in hardware, so it has to be rugged, right? But, like, this store set up a bucket with a bucket on top and then, like, a horse trough as our food donation bin. And I'm like, wow, this is the most white trash thing I've ever seen. Sierra, I made an execution guide. I made 11 pages with an FAQ page about this whole event. Just read. That's my pet peeve of the week, when people don't read.
If you don't know how to read, we'll get you hooked up with Sesame Street.
Hooked on Phonics is still a thing, okay?
Yep.
No, but seriously, it's just so frustrating. Like, I spent all of that time working on it, and to just completely blow it off and do your own thing. Do you not understand that?
Honey.
I am the manager? Like, I have the authority.
Sweetie. Sweetie.
Yes.
Remember, it was a man. Equal opportunity. Here's the thing. I was telling my friend the other day. I learned a lot about our unbiased training. I don't hate men, or I hate women. I hate people. I hate them equally. Equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity. Well, right now, the woman is killing it, so...
Some days yes, some days no, depending on who you're looking at.
Yeah.
We are ahead, unfortunately, because we're smarter. We are ahead. We are ahead, but I hate all people.
It's true. Anyways, that was my pet peeve. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move on.
Let it go.
No.
Let it go.
No. We're watching Arendelle's Yule Log in the background.
Let it go.
Isn't it very, like, homey?
Let it go.
It's making Sierra do that.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to spill the tea.
I'm ready for it.
Okay. Go, Sierra. It's your turn.
I feel like we already kind of talked about it, the first one when we talked about the Interest Like That series. Peloton had released a statement saying, don't blame us for, you know, killing a beloved character. So that was kind of one of them. It's like, yeah, you know, I get it. I'm really sorry for you guys that you got this rap that you killed, you know, one of our beloved characters from Sex and the City. I mean, yes, there were other contributing factors. But was your equipment used for their final moments in life? Yes.
Yeah, so they got to enjoy a Peloton for 1 more minute.
I wouldn't do that to your thing.
Shh, it's fine.
It's only gonna scratch it.
No, it's fine. Next.
Oh, you want me just to do all the tea?
Well, I have something to mention about the last one.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So Kim Kardashian celebrates passing her baby bar exam to become a lawyer. So that's crazy. She's following in her dad's footsteps because Robert Kardashian, you know, was friends with OJ and stuff like that. He was also a lawyer. So following in daddy's footsteps.
This was her fourth attempt.
Ah, sweet baby Jesus.
So I read that. This was her fourth attempt.
Could they be able to objectify her ass? Like, I object to that ass.
I think you've watched a lot of Legally Blonde.
Nope.
No, the law is not like that at all. It just surprises me because, like, with the proper schooling and everything else like that, passing the bar isn't really a huge thing, so...
Trust me, dude. Trust me. There's so much shit you have to learn. It took me four times to pass my producer's exam. Granted, my dog was dying in the middle of a lot of that,
you had things going on, but this is her for... She hasn't had any schooling for this. She's just doing it because she wants to.
Well, when you're a celebrity with an ass that don't quit because you had it filled...
She made the ass.
My ass wouldn't quit either if I had made it genetically. You got an ass I had genetically modified it.
You got an ass that quit. Don't quit now, baby.
Today at the store, I was leaning over to get some Christmas stuff, and I knocked over, like, a couple ornaments, and I'm just like, stop it! Like, turn around.
Oh my god.
Who did that?
Turn around, look at your butt. Was that you?
I know it was. It's very funny.
Sometimes I do that to myself whenever I hit something. I'm like, was that you? Did you just knock it off? I'm trying to work here.
Oh no.
Such a fun time.
So fun.
All right. It's time to add to cart, bitches.
Cha-ching!
That's what my bank account here is going. Wait.
Wait, please stop.
I'm not ready.
I'm not ready.
Literally during Christmas, my bank's like, no! I'm not ready.
I put my credit card on to start advertising on Instagram, and I got a fraud notification, obviously, right away. And I'm just like, my credit card's like, I'm not ready. No, I didn't respond. And so I guess
it's not a fraud text.
I guess because I didn't respond, they called me. And normally I would answer, but it came up as robocaller. Why am I going to answer that?
First of all, you used to work for your own bank account.
I didn't know that it came up as robocaller, so of course I didn't answer it, and then my card didn't work, so I was all like, son of a biscuit! So I called.
If only you had sent the text message, it undoes it.
The text message was in my unknown senders, so it didn't come through.
Oh, I always get mine.
Anyways, moving along, then I called them, and... My ID Go doesn't work, so it keeps saying it needs to be configured. So I was like, it's fine. But I call in, and it recognizes that I have ID Go, so it's like, please wait, we're sending you a text message. But it can't send me a text message because my ID Go is configured, but then it won't let me talk to a human. So then I had to call back, and, well, I had to delete ID Go, and then call back, and then I had to wait 37 minutes as caller number 12 in the queue until I got Ashley.
I like her.
I know, and then I was helped. Because you want to know why? She does her job. Unlike the rest of everyone.
Hey now!
Not you.
Of course not me.
You know what I mean. Anyways, add to cart. Wow, what a tangent.
I know, that's something Sierra does.
That took a minute.
That bitch. All right. Add to cart. I think you and I kind of put, like, I haven't even started on my Christmas shopping. I have no
don't
idea.
Don't even get me started. I have two presents.
I don't even know. I have two items in my cart that I want to get for my niece. And it's like,
just buy them. I have two. One for Chris and Maza. Shout out to Maza. And then one for Andrea and Brian. That's it so far. That's not true. I have yours, but... Yes. But yours was months ago. So it really doesn't count as Chris's present.
Oh, I like presents.
Yes, your present is my presents.
Yeah. I like your pun.
Wouldn't that be nice? What a cheap, affordable gift.
Hey, it lasts me a lifetime, though.
The gift is just as cheap as the gift.
With an ass that don't quit, it's a gay, it's a present for everyone. Oh, dude, I'm so struggling with trying to figure out Christmas gifts. I don't know what to get anyone. No one knows what to get anybody. It's just...
But at least you'll have the wrapping pot down. Sierra is an excellent rapper. Not in the musical sense. She can't rap to save her life.
Hey, but you don't even know.
But in the gift-giving sense...
Shots are being fired!
I'm giving you a compliment!
And shots are being fired!
Move past! She is a gem in the gift-wrapping department. Or bedroom, if you will. I did a wink face.
She did, and it was very attractive, but I couldn't get over the fact that she said, I'm bathroom. What?
I've heard from no one. The only people I'd be able to hear from
stop talking to my exes.
Our weird, hi, at night, let's get chicken nuggets guy, or I'm wearing a diaper and like to send you selfies.
With the thing.
Ew, gotta go.
Real fun.
Okay, so what are the things that you're adding to your cart? So your niece's present.
Yeah, I'm trying to find other people. I got my mom a stocking stuffer, but that's pretty much all that I have.
It's a hard time for gifts right now in general. I didn't even know it was December yesterday. Yesterday, I just can't.
It's a hard time for everybody.
The holiday is weird this year, and I'm not about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I put down last-minute holiday gift ideas, which is obviously along the same lines. I just wish that I could input a picture of my friend and then a few of their likes, and then Amazon would recommend a gift. Wouldn't that be great?
I feel like we should create that software. And then we'll make millions and billions, and then we can retire.
So let it be known that if any of you create a software program that talks about what we just talked about...
Shame on you.
We know Kim Kardashian.
Yep.
She'll sue
she
you.
She just passed her baby boss. She's coming for you.
No, but I don't know, maybe we should.
Look into that.
I mean, honestly, the algorithm wouldn't be that hard. But, yeah. I'll talk to some people.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, then it could be aesthetically pleasing and just all the things.
Yeah.
What else did I put down?
New apartment.
I'm so glad you said that out loud instead of me. Portland is building some homeless camps around here. Ooh. So I'm going to move. Ultimately, I'd love to not have to rent again. And would just love to be in the phase of my life to buy a house with a certain someone, but...
I'm kind of waiting for someone at the 2-year mark, please. Once we've been in a relationship, then I'll consider.
I'm at the 2-year mark.
One down, one more to go. I should see myself out now.
You should.
Well, I'm trying to find a new laptop case. Yay, me.
different than the one you've got.
Yeah, I want an all black one.
Then type in all black.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to pull the trigger. I'm very indecisive.
Why do you need an all black one? What's wrong with the one you have?
Sometimes it doesn't match my vibe.
Your vibe is black or black and white?
My vibe is matte black, all black, because I'm depressed. And to quote good Charlotte, take a look at my life, all black. Take a look at my clothes, all black. My Johnny Cash, all black.
Yeah, I understand.
It's a fun time. But yes. Dude, I think we've covered everything.
We have. It's true.
So this is the fun part where we get to peace out on you guys, go get some mac and cheese, and apparently suffer through.
Are we really getting mac and cheese? We'll see. We'll see what happens.
TBD.
TBD.
I have a migraine, so I kind of want something to eat so I can be able to take more meds.
It's true. All right. Until next week.
Until next time.
Also, I actually already posted the rest of the zodiac signs for exercising on our Instagram. So take a look.
Yeah. Check us out on Insta. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Sure will.
Bye.
Bye.